Blackstone Publishing presents The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past by Jarrett Stepman. This book is read by Chris A. Bell. Introduction. An informed patriotism is what we want, and are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result ultimately in an erosion of the American spirit. Ronald Reagan. America is once again at a crossroads. Though this superpower of almost unimaginable wealth is unlikely to be brought low by a disaster, there is an uneasiness about our future that is difficult to explain. An all-important question has opened up a great chasm between Americans. Is the essence of our civilization, our culture, our mores, our history, fundamentally good and worth preserving, or is it rotten at its root? No policy debate or international crisis quite measures up to this underlying dilemma. As the young Abraham Lincoln asserted in his famed Lyceum address, no transatlantic military giant can crush us at a blow. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? He asked. I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. The gravest threat to the United States in the 21st century is not unsustainable debt, inequality, dysfunctional government, foreign enemies, or even radical Islamists. Lincoln's insight that no great power or collection of powers could defeat us is true today, and his warning that our destruction will be our own work is just as urgent as when he uttered it. When President Barack Obama said that he aimed to fundamentally transform America, he appealed to a large and growing number of people who believed that there was something deeply wrong with this country that needed transformation. To them, Obama became a kind of prophet who would somehow usher in a new order and wash away all the things they disliked about their country. The inevitable march of history, whereby mankind continually improves until some utopia is reached, is an idea with a pedigree reaching back to philosophers like Hegel and Marx. According to this outlook, history does not only advance toward justice. In its relentless drive to perfection, it tramples even the thorny problems and complications of human nature itself. Obama's supporters hope that his election as president was a sign that we were well on our way to a society in which America's past, and the people who represent it, were blissfully washed away, clearing the way for a new future. The Americans whom Obama once
Sample complete. Ready to continue?